Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Your girl is a homebody, so one of the best parts of the day for me is when I can come home, put on my comfy pajamas, get snuggled up on the couch, and enjoy something to drink while catching up on a TV show. The thing is, though, that I don't want to drink wine all the time because, though I love it, I'm no longer a huge wine drinker like I was back in the day. I have morning headaches and even inflammation to thank for that. So, to help fill that gap, I've been enjoying Recess Mood as a guilt-free way to unwind. Recess Mood really is a vibe, y'all. There are only 20 calories per serving, no added sugar, and it's infused with stuff I like, including mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, which really helps me to relax after a high-energy day. Recess Mood has 4 delicious flavors to choose from. My personal fave is Strawberry Rose. If one of your goals in 2024 is to drink less alcohol, this is the way. Give Recess Mood a try today and see how relaxed it helps you feel. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey, hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I am the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. I'm also the host of this show, of course, and I am a self-care and mindset coach. Y'all, I could not be more excited to tell you something super major, okay? So, you ready? You ready? If you're ready, say, I'm ready. Okay, I'm gonna assume you said, I'm ready. Y'all, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is now officially over 1 million downloads. Did you hear what I said? The Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast that I started back in 2019 has over 1 million downloads. The Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is in the top 1% of podcasts in the world. Y'all, I don't know about you, but I am so hype. When I realized that I hit 1 million downloads, and this just happened in the last few days. I knew it was coming, but you're just never, I can't even explain to you. You're just never, I guess, ready, even though you know it's coming. Freaking amazing. Amazing. And so I wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. If you've listened to episodes, if you've purchased something from my self-care shop, if right now you are going through my 14-day mindset challenge, hey girl, hey, shout out to those of you that are, like, if you've supported me in some way, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for prioritizing your self-care and for doing it in part by listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for those of you that share this podcast at every opportunity. And also thank you for those of you that send me messages. I get a lot of messages and I do my best to respond to the DMs and messages as quickly as I can, but it does take a little bit of time. But thank you for just sharing your journey with me and asking questions and just being, again, a part of the community. 1 million times, thank you. So because of that, because I have officially, or this podcast has officially hit 1 million downloads, okay? Now that I'm a podcast pimp, P-I-M-P, you know, I was reflecting on this and I realized that I had some takeaways and I wanted to share these takeaways with you. Things that I guess let's call them ahas or things that I've learned on my journey to 1 million downloads. Now, to be fair, these things have been happening during my self-care journey, and I did start my self-care journey before I started the podcast. However, these are still things that I have learned along the way in my journey to 1 million downloads, okay? So I have four different things that I want to share with you. And I've learned more than that, but I think that these four will really resonate with you while you're on your self-care journey. This is a never-ending journey to wholeness, right? Or just being more whole. It's not a destination. Can't do it perfectly, but we're on this journey. We're all on different journeys to self-care. So the first thing that I would say that I learned on this list of four things on my journey to 1 million downloads is I really, really learned to trust myself. I really learned to trust myself. And this is something that I talk about in the 14-day mindset or New Year, New Mindset Challenge, is learning to trust yourself more. This is huge, being able to trust yourself. And for me, part of the reason why I didn't trust myself, and there are a few reasons, but, and this may resonate with you, part of the reason why I didn't trust myself is it was hard for me to trust other people. It was hard for me to trust other people. So when I was growing up, for example, perfect case in point, I've mentioned it many times that I am the product of a single parent household. So already trust is broken. Already trust is broken. Because instead of having two parents, because my dad was alive, he just passed maybe 5-7 years ago. I'm not even honestly sure when. But already that bond of trust is broken. Because, you know, I was feeling some way as a child, like this person that helped to create me, where he at? Like, obviously there was no relationship there. So I was not able to have that, foster that sense of trust with this very important person in my life. And then also a part of that also, as far as trust is, so when I was growing up, again, as a product of a single parent household, you know, money was tight. Money was tight. And so, and you know that if you come from a low income family, you know, when you were growing up, there were times where my mom would say, you know what, I'm going to do XYZ. Like on Saturday, we're going to do XYZ, or I'm going to buy XYZ. And so as a kid, you get all hype and you build that up. Like you be waiting. Like if my mom would say, we gonna do this on Saturday. and she's telling you that on like Monday. So Monday, you at school, you like, man, I can't wait till Saturday. Tuesday come, man, I can't wait till Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you just holding your breath. You are giddy with excitement for whatever this thing is she's gonna buy or do, right? And then Saturday come and she's like, you know what? Can't do it, right? And it was usually because she was either too tired or like we just didn't have the money. And she wanted to do whatever it was, but she just didn't have the capacity. But I would lose my trust. Like, can I trust what these adults are saying or doing? And there were other things as well. And I mean, this is just life, right? It's just life. This is what it is to be someone that grew up in that manner. That's just what it is. And as an adult, I kind of lost a part of myself, not just because of that experience. It was also me and decisions that I made that did not go in my favor, like over and over and over again. And then just, you know, different relationships and things like that. But along the way, I just lost a bit of trust in myself because I just felt like I just, it was hard for me to trust anyone. It was hard for me to really trust anybody. But I can tell you that in this self-care journey, and again, just doing this podcast and hitting 1 million downloads, I was able to develop more trust in myself. And you know, when you're able to trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust your gut, go with your gut, trust your instincts, use your spirit of discernment before you make decisions, it helps to foster this confidence in you and this higher level of self-esteem. So really, by me starting to trust myself more, I was able to even amplify my confidence, amplify how I felt about myself, amplify my self-love and my self-worth. And it just kind of like, it just, you know, it just, it's present. It shows up. Now, one thing that I shared in this 14-day challenge that started a week or so ago is, so for example, if you are someone who made some really bad choices, and so you're feeling like, man, I can't even trust myself because I did. Look at these things that I did. Look at these mistakes I made. Look at these choices I made. And they were terrible. Like I made some terrible choices. Okay. When I tell you this, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand, like, not only is this a judgment-free space, but it's just like, ain't no shame in my game. If me sharing my story helps you in your journey. So if you were someone like me who made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, I don't care if you were in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, 70s, whatever. Okay. Part of my healing work was, because there would be times where, like, a decision that I felt was not the right, like I made a decision and it ended up not being the right one that I feel like I could have made. That decision sometimes will come up. Like, look, see what happened when you didn't see? And like, it'll just keep coming up sometimes. And so at first I would be like, I would wallow in that and be like, yeah, man, I know. Oh my God. I just know, you know, I would just take on that energy. I would wallow in that. But what I've learned to do along the way in my self-care journey, and what I coach is to say, like, you know what? Yes, I did make that decision, and that's okay. I forgive myself, and I made the best decision I could during that time. Like, just kind of speaking those type of words. So when these things will kind of come back up, like my brain or my inner critic would just kind of like throw it back in my face, you know, because we good for that. It would just throw it back in my face. I had to start telling myself, you know what? I made that decision and that's okay. I made that decision and that's okay. I forgive myself because I know that I made the best decision I could at that time. So if that's something that you struggle with and your inner mean girl keeps trying to throw stuff in your face, don't allow yourself to wallow. You don't need to wallow. You don't. You don't need to wallow. You don't have to beat yourself up. We get enough of that on the outside world. You want to nurture yourself because you are a safe space for yourself. Or you want to be a safe space for yourself. Because again, outside in the world, we get enough of that just nastiness, right? So be your own safe space. Tell yourself, yes, I did make that decision. Like, you don't need to sweep it under the rug, and you don't need to wallow in it either. And just say, yes, I did make that decision, and that's okay. I forgive myself because I know that I made the best decision that I could at that time. Just keep telling yourself that, okay? So yeah, I learned to trust myself. And also, as I started to trust myself more, I was able to start trusting others too. So that was takeaway number one. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment.
One episode that I really enjoyed was titled In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BG Self Care.
The second thing that I learned in part on this, you know, journey to 1 million downloads as I was doing the podcast week after week after week, right? And just having this consistency. I learned, or it was reinforced, I should say, that just like I tell you, I do not have to be perfect. I do not have to be Superwoman. I have permission to rest. And I have permission to shoot for progress over perfection. If you have been rolling with me for a while, and by the way, y'all, I've done almost 150 episodes. I thought I had done maybe just about 100, which is still a lot, but I'm almost at 150 episodes. I had absolutely no idea. It's like, where does the time go, y'all? But yeah, along the way, it was just reinforced, like, I do not have to be Superwoman. If you listen to the show, you know this. Like, I still don't even really have an intro. Like, I have one a little bit, but I decided I wanted to change things in 2022. So right now, again, I am intro-less. I just get on and be like, hey, y'all, what's up? Head nod. Like, bruh man from the fifth floor on Martin. Like, what's up? I just get on and start talking. And I know that doesn't work for everybody, and that's okay. If it doesn't work for you, I'm sure they don't listen to the show. I'm sure those are the one-star reviews I have on iTunes. Okay, that's okay. I'm not everybody's jam, and I will be darned. If I sit here and number one, have anyone think that I'm Superwoman, number one, and number two, I'm not going to be nobody's Superwoman. I'm just not going to do it. I will not show up trying to be this perfect, does everything right kind of person. No. How does that encourage you to nurture yourself if I'm showing up and I'm like, look at me, I'm so perfect. Look at my perfect podcast. I speak so perfectly. Girl, when I'm stumbling and fumbling over my words, like I did it just a few minutes ago. And I'm still rolling because it's about the message. And sometimes I get tongue-tied. I do, because sometimes I get so excited and I get tongue-tied and my words twist up because they're trying to come out faster. Wait, is it they're coming out faster than my brain is processing? I'm not sure, but you know what I mean. It happens. I don't know. It just happens. So, but I don't have to. This is my space. And if you don't like it, go find another space that works for you. But up in here, I'm not trying to be anybody's Superwoman. I have given myself permission to not be Superwoman. And I have given myself permission to not be perfect or try to pretend that everything that I do comes out just perfectly. So by me giving myself permission to not be Superwoman, again, it allows me to show up in a more authentic way. It allows me to rest when I need to rest. It allows me to just be myself. It allows me to, I don't know, just to not necessarily, again, have this pressure weighing down on my shoulders to be something that I'm not, and to try to do all the things all the time in all the ways. Like, no. No. And I'll tell you, I have shown up every single week, to my knowledge. Now, don't get me to lying, but I'll say 90% positive I've shown up every week for the last maybe 2 years, possibly. I think so, because there's 52 weeks in a year. I started the podcast in what year? 2019. And so 52 plus 52 is what? 104. So at least the last 2 years, I would guess. Because I know I missed some episodes in 2019, because I really still didn't, I didn't even know. Like, if you go back and you listen to the first episode, I was a mess. So it was like, I wasn't sure what I was doing, but, you know, I have not missed an episode to my knowledge. But the beauty of it is, if I decide that I need to rest, if I decide that I need to put this podcast on hold to take care of my mental health, guess what? That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. But for now, I'm good. I'm good. And so when it's time for me to take a vacation, guess what I'll do? Or when it's time for me to cash in on some mental health days, if I need to do that, which I will, then I will just put up an old episode or two or three and be like, guess what? Catch the replay. See you next month. But what I won't do is superwoman myself into burnout. I won't. I will not do that. So that is something that was reinforced as I continued on my journey to 1 million downloads. The third thing that I would say, and I touched upon it just a moment ago, was about consistency. So this journey to 1 million downloads, it helped to reinforce that consistent habits will open me up to more like clarity and confidence and creativity. So I learned how to just continue, or I learned how to create consistent habits for my life that were going to open me up to more clarity, more confidence, and more creativity. Again, when I first started this podcast, y'all, I was probably in years, that was 2019. I think I started myself like for real started my self-care journey maybe like 2017. Somewhere in there. I don't have an exact date. That's when I really got serious. I think it was 2017. That was after someone passed away. I'm pretty sure that's when I really was like, nah, girl, you gotta get your life together. Cause yeah. Anyway, but part of it again was I learned how to create consistent habits. So that for me can look like making my bed every day. Going for my daily walks, So I had gotten to the point where I was walking every single day, and I was walking like minimum 3-4 miles a day. Now, did I do that perfectly? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, sorry, if you can hear that tapping noise, it's because I turned on my heating pad, child. I'm sitting in my chair with my heating pad because it's a little chilly in here. But consistency is important because for me and my mental health and my self-care and my emotional health, my physical health, like all the health, I had to continue with the routines that I knew helped me and helped to refill my self-care cup. And part of that was like walking every day. And so I was walking and I was feeling amazing. Did it for a long stretch of time and for long stretches of time, like, And then for some reason, I would like let something throw me off my game and I would stop walking, and then things started to decline. How I felt about myself, the thoughts that I was having, you know, I wasn't like addressing these negative mind
like mindset beliefs and stuff like that. I wasn't addressing it, or just how I felt about myself, or just like if I would notice that I would just have more areas of clutter in my home, just different little things. And so I'm like, no, Bree. Okay. Cause you have to hold yourself accountable, right? Like, so I was like, no, Bree, you know what things make you feel good. You know what things pour into you, and you need to continue doing that. And so I picked my walking back up. And when I do that, like walking is the thing for me, or one of the things for me, also journaling, you know, different things, but walking is the thing for me where it really, like when I'm walking, that's my quiet time. Like, don't interrupt me. Don't call unless it's an emergency. That is my time to, in part, listen to an Audible book. And then also time for me to do my silent reflecting, or I'm talking to God. And just doing that, having those moments with myself for that 45 minutes to, let's say, an hour or hour and a half or whatever, however long the walk is that I'm taking that day, it just really helps me to feel more whole. And when I feel more whole, like these ideas come to me and I have more clarity about what I should do about this and what I should do about that and decisions, and I feel more confident. It helps me to stand up straighter. Did you guys hear the change in my voice? I don't know if you noticed that, because I was a little slouched. I'm comfortable in my chair now. But as soon as I said that, I sat up. As soon as I said confidence, I sat up. I straightened my back. I dropped my shoulders. I lifted my head. But yeah, just helping with my confidence. And then again, creativity. So again, that just on this journey to a million downloads, just learning again or reinforcing how to create and how to implement or take action on consistent habits is so crucial for me, so crucial for my health. Okay. And then the last thing, this is also something that I talked about coincidentally in the 14-day mindset challenge that's going on right now. It was like a reminder for me that it wasn't too late for me to use my gifts. It wasn't too late for me to use my gifts. This is my gift. Talking into this microphone is my gift. It took a while for me to be able to say that, y'all. So it's the confidence for me. But speaking to you in this way, communicating and expressing and sharing my ideas, my thoughts, my passion, my history with you, to nurture you in your journey, to help you understand that you are worthy, to help you understand that, girl, you better honor them gifts that you have. You better honor yourself, right? Doing those things and holding you accountable with love and just pouring into you every week and just doing those things, right? That is me using my gifts. That is me using my gifts. And so on this journey to a million downloads, it was just proof that you are never too old or too young to walk in your season or walk in your gifts, to share your gifts, to change your life, for example, to do things a new way, to be brand new, to show up differently, to act on your ideas, to go for your vision, to act on your passion, to learn, to explore, to try new things. Like, it's not too late or too early to be your authentic self and to own that and to honor that. It's never too early and it's never too late. And that is something else that was reinforced on this journey to 1 million downloads, like me sharing my gifts, because I was the kind of person, and this is something that I still have to wrap my head around at times, okay? So please hear me. But I was the type of person where I was like, no, it's too late for me. I'm in my 40s. What? It's too late. It's too late. I feel like Chris Tucker right now. It's too late, man. It's too late. It's too late. But y'all, your gifts don't have a time limit. Do you hear me? Your gifts don't have a time limit. I'm talking to somebody right now. Come on now. Your gifts do not have a time limit. Your gifts don't have a time limit. But that's what I thought. That's what I felt. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I was obedient.
I'm so thankful, even in the midst of the struggles that I've had, I'm so thankful that I was obedient. Because I know this gift, even though I'm not there yet, I know this gift that I have, this gift that I possess, is life-changing. And the same for you. The same for you. It's life-changing. It's not too late. You better get on and act like you know. It is not too late. Okay? So, the four things to recap, I learned to trust more in myself. I learned I don't have to be superwoman or perfect. I learned that creating consistent habits would open me up to more wholeness, clarity, confidence, and creativity. And I learned that it is not too late to use my gifts. So, mic drop on that. Okay? All right. So, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I got to put this out there, as I will be doing on every episode. If you know that it is your season, but you need support, you need somebody in your corner, shoot me a message or a DM and let me know that you are interested in one-to-one coaching, and I will send you the details, okay? You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, all right? So that's number one. And number two, again, I just want to thank you so very much for being a part of this community. It means a lot, and it doesn't go unnoticed, okay? So onward and upwards, here's to 1 million more episodes. Oh God, 1 million more episodes. No, 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 I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing a million episodes. I meant to say a million more downloads. I'm not doing a million episodes. A million more downloads. And I can tell you right now, spoiler alert, it's going to happen before the end of this year. Because once you start to pick up momentum and steam, it goes faster. Once you start to operate in that gift and you really understand the inner workings and the ins and outs, it starts to happen faster each time, a little bit faster and a little bit faster and a little bit faster and a little bit faster. And this is something I didn't even want to talk about. I didn't even mean to say, but my point is start that thing. You are not going to know how to walk in that season until you start. Start it, okay? Whatever that gift is, you better start it. Don't make me come find you. You better start it. You better move towards it. You're sitting there thinking, I can't do it because I don't know how. I can't do it because I don't know what it's going to look like. I can't do it because I don't know how long it's going to take. You better stop making them excuses and you better start. This is how I coach y'all. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay, so I have said all that I needed to say. That is it for this episode. Be sure to share this episode with your peeps, your besties, your BFFs, your sisters, and invite them to the Brown Girl Self-Care Party that we have every week on Mondays, okay? All right, so with that said, that's it for this week's episode. Have an amazing week, and as always, remember to breathe, pray, and remember that all is well. I will talk to you next Monday, y'all.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.